1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me this morning. Hope your week is off to an awesome start. I did a new adventure yesterday. It was something that I've never done before, and I wanted to put myself out there because I've been cooking pretty much since, gosh, I think 2002 is when I first got my first restaurant job. So, you know, it's over 20 years. And since then, I've just kind of grown. And, I'm pretty comfortable in the kitchen. I'm pretty comfortable in making just about anything. But there are some things that you got to have heart to make. You got to have the passion for it. And one of those things, on top of having passion, you got to have understand, you know, the what goes into it. Tamales, one of my favorite foods of all time. And I was like, I want to make tamales. I really want to make some. So I made the birria tamales. I had the I think it was the chuck roast. And I, you know, I caramelized it on the outside. I let it cook in the birria, you know, base for about 3.5 hours. Stuff just shredded. I mean, oh, so good. So then I meant to make the masa. And that, I'd probably say, was the most difficult part of the whole situation. Because the masa, it's like really, you gotta do it right. And I realize this. You gotta be able to do it right. You have to have the right tools for it, which I didn't have. And you gotta kind of understand the purpose of the masa and the consistency of it. Is what I really learned. I steamed them. They turned out great. I thought they tasted awesome. I would say the masa could have been a little bit more moist. And for those of you who can't handle that word, I do sincerely apologize. But I think that's about it. I think I would give them about a good 7.5 out of 10. I think next time if I get them a little bit more wet, maybe add a little bit more of the birria to the masa, get a little bit more wet, I think I'll have a better consistency. But overall, I'd say it's pretty good. I even packed some for lunch today, and it's about lunchtime for me anyway. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. There's a coach over at the Walmart off B Drive North in Battle Creek who's organized a really cool event. This coach, Milena, has organized a craft. It's like a craft show that's coming up June 20th. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have all the details about this event. And it's going to support the Children's Miracle Network. So the cool thing is all the money that is made through vendors goes right to Children's Miracle Network, which is great. Because it's only $25. It's not that bad. So $25 for a booth space. Now, they do say that you have to provide your table and chairs if you have a tent as well. They're going to be doing this in the middle of the parking lot in the Battle Creek Walmart. Again, the 1077 RKR app has everything you need to know about this. Also has a link towards the application that you need to fill out if you want to be a vendor. But again, only $25 if you sell one of your pieces. You're probably just going to end up making that back. And that $25 goes to support this charity, which is a great idea. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1979 is the 9th studio album from Thin Lizzy, Black Rose, a rock legend. This has been described as one of the band's greatest and most successful albums, and even being described as being their most musically varied, accomplished, and successful studio albums, and one of Thin Lizzy's last true classic albums. It's full of a bunch of hits like Waiting for an Alibi, Do Anything You Want To, and Sarah. This really is a great Thin Lizzy album. If you don't have it in your collection, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. Waiting for an alibi. Waiting for an alibi. Waiting for an alibi. Waiting for an alibi. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. So Friday, I was talking about this building on Territorial in Battle Creek, and it's got a stone placard kind of embedded into the building, and it says Doris Johnson, 1955. And this was curious because people started looking up Doris Johnson, Battle Creek, and it turned up an obituary of actually a young woman who passed away. And she was 29, I believe, when she passed away, and she had gotten married in Battle Creek. And I assumed that's what it was, and maybe it was like a dedication to her because she died in 1955 and the stone says Doris Johnson, 1955. So I thought like maybe it was a commemoration. I actually found her grandson and he sent me a bunch of pictures and told me a little bit about her, but I wasn't sure if that was her or not. Well, it turns out it was not her. It's a completely different Doris Johnson. There were two of them. Doris Arlene Johnson is the wrong Doris. It turns out this guy did some like CSI investigation and said the Doris Johnson engraved on that stone is the former Miss Doris Irene Wilson. She passed away in 1989, but she married the pharmacist George Johnson in 1941. In 1950, they lived in Kalamazoo. In 1955, they had a permit approved for the construction of a new building at 1020 West Territorial across from their original store, which was at 1027 West Territorial. They closed the store in the mid-1960s and kind of moved on. And since then, it's been multiple buildings. But yeah, 1955 is when they got the permit approved. And so that's when the plaque got put in. So that's why the Doris Johnson 1955 stone is in that building off Territorial. This guy went super deep. He pulled up some clips from the Kalamazoo Gazette from 1989. Even had like an advertisement from a newspaper. I mean, this guy wanted to solve this. All right, it is Monday. It is 8:08, and that means it is time for Adopt Me Monday with the Charles and Lynn Zhang Animal Rescue Center with Animal Rescue Project, sponsored by Barks in the Zoo. Got our good friend Amanda back from Animal Rescue Project in the studio. How you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful, thank you.
Awesome, I got a good buddy Luke back from vacation. How'd it go, brother?
Hey, fantastic. Nothing better than laying on a beach for a week.
Indeed. Luke from Barks in the Zoo back in the building, and we're all here for another adorable pet. I want to remind you guys that Fancy, our pet from last week, still available for adoption. So please you can click the Adopt Me Monday button on the 1077 RKR app and get all the info on the super adorable and loving Fancy. And you have a new friend in to the studio this morning. And oh my gosh, tell me about this new adorable puppy you brought in.
So we have Siren. She's about 3 months old, maybe a little less than that. She is a chocolate lab possible pity mix, but she has the most amazing quality. Oh. She is the snuggle bug. She is the Velcro dog that's like, ooh, there's somebody's feet to sit on, be close to. And she just wants to be a loving pup. That's all.
Seriously, she was lunking on you earlier. She was just sitting on her butt and just kind of laying into you like, yeah, this is fine, eating treats. Super, super friendly dog. Very quiet, too.
It just depends on the puppy and their personalities. My border collie was really, really loud. My pity was the quiet girl. So
tell me a little bit about this puppy and where she came from.
So this is a Georgia puppy again. She has multiple siblings. They all are storm-themed names.
Okay.
So we got quite a few of them, but she's Siren. We got chocolate blacks. We got some Brendels in the litter.
When did she come in and her and her siblings?
About 2 weeks ago. So okay. She's ready to get going. All her siblings are ready too. I have one of her siblings in foster. He's a red Brendel. But everybody's caught up as far as we can get them and ready to go home as soon as we can get the app approved.
I was going to say, how long does that normally take? Like when you guys get new animals into the Animal Rescue Project, how long does it take to get them ready to go home?
It depends on how much medical's already been done to them.
Gotcha.
So it could take as little as a couple of days to a week just to get things caught up. Hmm. It just depends on how big of the intake is and if we have to get any other medical done on them.
That makes sense. So what kind of process would people need to follow through on if they wanted to adopt her?
Put in the application and make sure that you maybe reach out and be like, hey, I put in my app just in case cyberspace ate the app as it's coming to us. So I can double check and say, hey, just come in and do the paper one.
And absolutely.
Once I get everything checked and we have all the apartment stuff, anything that we need to double check, make sure they're welcome on the property done, we can send them home.
Luke, you're back in the game. Tell me a little bit about Barks and the zoo over there in the Oakland Plaza.
Well, we're having a good week getting ready for summer, and it may seem a little early to think about it, but 4th of July is not too far away. So I am recommending that everybody get their culminative situation squared away. Get prepared for those loud summer days. We got everything from tryptophan treats to some chamomile chews. We have CBD products, the oils, the chews, all of that good stuff. And I just recommend starting early, making sure you're prepared. And actually, tomorrow on Tuesday, we're going to have a $12 Tuesday for nail trims. So that's a trim or a Dremel all day, $12. Come see me.
Awesome. That's a great deal. And we're going to help get you into Barks in the Zoo as well as we got a $20 gift certificate to you guys right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, we will hook you up with a $20 gift certificate to Barks in the Zoo. And again, like Luke said, very important. Some dogs do better with the, you know, the like the kind of calming treats. Some dogs do better with the thunder jackets and all that kind of jazz. So make sure Barks in the Zoo, you're going there because they're going to take care of you, whatever your dog's needs are. And you guys have a lot of different stuff there, not just for dogs, for cats as well.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of cat treats, toys, foods, the whole nine yards. And a lot of our treats are actually good for cats or dogs. So if you have both, they can, you know, both chew on a chicken heart together and be happy campers.
Those of us with multiple pets know the hound dogging is real. So that's, it's perfect that they're very generic treats. So check out Barks in the Zoo over there in the Oakland Plaza off Oakland Drive. And again, if you want to adopt Siren, the Adopt Me Monday button on the 1077 RKR app. So where you can get the application. And thank you guys so much for coming in again today.
Thanks for having us.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. There's still some myths about Michigan that people are still finding out to this day that we have listed on the 1077 RKR app, one of which is that we have snow up to our eyeballs in Michigan. That is absolutely not true. It's mainly to rooftops. Well, that also depends on where you're living, too. Now, for some reason, people outside of Michigan, like in Florida, you know, when you tell your Florida friends you're moving to Michigan, they're going to act like you signed up for 6 straight months of living in a snow globe. I remember my parents said, you know, when they were going back to Michigan, when they got married in Florida, they're moving back up to Michigan. They're like, oh, why would you want to go there? As if like Florida is some, well, it's like, I don't know, maybe because I don't want to get blasted by a hurricane. I don't know. Maybe that's one of the reasons. But yeah, unless you're living in the UP, it's not that bad. And for some reason, there are still people outside of Michigan that also have a hard time believing that Kalamazoo is an actual place. In fact, this happened a couple of months ago. And I told this dude I was from Kalamazoo. They're like, oh, that's a real place? I'm like, you don't know that's a real place by now? Yes, it absolutely is a real place. It's not 1850 anymore. What are some other myths about Michigan that you've heard just living down here your whole life? 978-1077. I'd love to hear some of these other myths because it's hilarious that people still don't realize we're a real city. It's like, yes, times have changed. In fact, they haven't. We've always been a damn city. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. If you were on your Facebook Friday at around 9:35, you would have seen a whole bunch of madness going on our page as we did first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. It's really the only way to get into your weekend. We cracked that first beer. We literally cracked the first beer in the studio. I think that's the first time we've ever gone live on our Facebook. You can see all the madness go down. We hang out there. We'll give you a little behind the scenes action as well. We'll pull back the curtain a little bit. We invite you to hang out with us every Friday at 9:35 for first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. On top of that, we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential, and they're gearing up for their 420. I did not inhale release. That's a week from today. You can find out all the madness of what's going to be going down this Friday at 9:35 when we do first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. It's time for your Rock Minute on 1077 RKR. Rob Halford from Judas Priest released some comments on KK Downing's involvement in the new Judas Priest documentary that's coming out. And he said, I think the fact that he's as important to Judas Priest now as he was then is, huge in telling the story. He said it's really important and vital. I think it sends a message out to the fans and everybody else in the metal world that even though there is a separation from being included or not in the band, when we go out in today's world, that's irrelevant. The fact is we still do have this respect for each other, and that is important. Paul Stanley performed Detroit Rock City at the Indie Kiss Fan Expo. You can check out that performance. And also, a secret new single is starting to heat up. Rumors of Rolling Stones possibly dropping a brand new album and a new single. All of this is up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You can check out info on the new single and if there will be an album. That's your Rock Minute on 107.7 RKR.